Počúvate podcast neziskovej organizácie Plamienok. Plníme prianie nevyliečiteľne chorých detí, byť a žiť doma až do konca. Chceme s vami zdieľať najmä to, čím nás deti a rodiny obohacujú a čo sa z kníh naučiť nedá. Dnes budeme rozprávať o vďačnosti, o tom, aký dopad má na náš život a ako ju v sebe hľadať. Moje meno je Mária Jasenková. Predo mnou sedí profesor Ruben Bild, ktorý pracuje už viac ako 35 rokov ako psychoterapeut a psychoanalytik. V roku 1982 založil prvý detský hospíc v Buenos Aires v Argentíne, je riaditeľom školy kreatívneho sprevádzania vo Valencii a od roku 2005 je čestným prezidentom našej neziskovej organizácie Plamienok. Pre zamestnancov a dobrovoľníkov Plamienka vedie vzdelávací program zameraný na komunikáciu a osobnostný rast.
Thank you very much for coming here and giving us the possibility to talk to you. Today we are going to tackle the subject that actually yourself you suggested to think about in the beginning of the year. Every year in Plamienok we choose a topic that we think more, we discuss or we experience. Why did you choose gratitude for this year? What was the thought and what was the intention inside you?
Well, I would say it, and I suggested gratitude and generosity. And I think that we have to change the order. You have to be generous in order to be grateful. Generosity is something, is a very tricky subject because it's not something that you have it just from birth. You acquire it. You acquire it in the different influences of your childhood, of your background, your education. And of course, some people have the tendency to be more generous than others. This is a fact.
Yeah.
And also, the generosity is never totally and absolutely, without an interest. We always have an unconscious interest when we are generous. The generosity is something that we unconsciously, we want people to thank you for that. Even if we just say, no, I don't want anything in return, I'm just a generous person. Well, in my experience, maybe this is a conscious decision or desire, but underneath there is always an intention, an expectation. The expectation is that if I do something generous, somebody will say thank you.
Yes, but sometimes people talk about generosity not towards special thing or towards a special person, but as a life attitude. Do you believe in that?
Yes, but life attitude for me is a generalization. What do you mean by life attitude?
That you perceive. People that you meet in your life or things that life brings you or offers you as a gift?
Yes. Can happen. Not very often.
Where did you start to think about gratefulness and generosity? Do you remember any moment in your life and what happened this time?
Yes. When I moved from Argentina to the UK, to London, and I arrived there penniless, with very little English, I was lost. And I rely, as Tennessee Williams will said in A Street Named Desire, I always rely on the kindness of strangers. And there were people that they really helped me. They didn't know me. I met them just by chance, and they did help me a lot. They allowed me to find a place to live. Then they facilitate my training, even my psychoanalyst on those days, Anna Freud. She was very generous because I couldn't afford her fees, and she made all kind of concessions to allow me to be her patient. And that is an act of generosity from her part, and it moving me this thank you attitude with this the gratitude. Gratitude is something that you can express verbally, or you can, but you have to express it. I think it's very important to express gratitude. People in general don't say, well, no, I'm very thankful to you. It's like with love, you know, people said, well, I know I love you. You know that I love you. Well, but if you don't express this love, the other person cannot really read the mind.
It has to be in a genuine way. It has to be in an honest way, because otherwise it sounds artificial, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. I mean, I think that not just with generosity and gratitude. Honesty is another big topic. We could have 6 hours talking about what is to be honest. Honest to whom? To yourself, to others. And again, in all these feelings, all these attitudes, generosity, gratitude, honesty, they don't exist to my mind in a pure state, in a virginal state. No. They're always contaminated by life. Life is also something which doesn't exist in a pure state. It's always, you know, contaminated by many other things, and we have to navigate through all these difficulties in order to reach, I would say, like when you have a diamond, you know, you have a diamond, a piece of stone, and then you have to polish it in various ways, and then you have a diamond. The same, I think, is with all this generosity and gratitude and honesty.
But why they are so important? People talk about these subjects for many centuries, but in a way, why it is necessary for us, or why it is important, why it is useful to be grateful?
Well, this is there are, I would say, a mechanism for survival. Otherwise, we are going to kill each other. There are mechanisms of survival. If the concept of generosity and gratitude won't exist, certainly will be more wars than they already are. There will be more confrontations. I would say that these values help us to be in a, say, I would say, in a much more harmonious way, to live in an harmonious way.
And maybe recently I was thinking it also helps us to enjoy life more.
Yes, of course, because you have less conflict.
Yeah, and more, maybe more sharing, more feeling of belonging to a community or to other people brings a lot of satisfaction, security, joy. Yeah. You said that we don't come to this world grateful. We have to learn it or to try to get there. What do you think one needs to do in order to be as much as possible honestly grateful?
Well, I only can talk through my experience, because I'm not a sociologist. I haven't studied this issue in depth. But in my experience, and in a clinical experience, people who have really, they have been through very difficult life experiences, tough experiences, they have two options. Or you become resentful, angry, vindictive, or you become generous.
But is it a mental decision you choose?
No. You see, I mean, I don't want to bring genetics into it, but in a way, you have, as I said in the beginning, some predisposition, something in you that you have it or not, you see. It's like art. If you are a painter or you are a poet, of course you can evolve that through skills and training, but you have it or you don't have it.
Maybe something happens in your life that makes you shift your inner compass, and then you somehow become more grateful. I've seen many families in our Pimplamienung, in home care programs, they lost their children, and I met them after some years. I was deeply touched by the way how they were really caring and grateful and genuine.
Yes, and it happened to me, not often, that you help someone, and maybe 10, 15, 20 years later appear in your life, and they remember things that you just forgot altogether. it's a nice feeling, you know, because at that time maybe you felt that you were useless, that you didn't help this family, and you did. So it's a kind of nice, warm feelings that your work means something to yourself and to others.
Počúvate podcast neziskovej organizácie Plamienok. S profesorom Rubenom Bildom, psychoterapeutom a našim čestným prezidentom hovoríme o vďačnosti a o jej dopade na život. Tento rozhovor si môžete vypočuť aj na www.plamienok.sk.
I would like to ask you a personal question. What are the things that you are mostly grateful in your life?
Grateful in my life, I would say the possibilities I had, which just by chance, to meet very interesting person, that they became natural teachers in life. And I'm not talking about my professional training. In general, I met, for instance, my first encounter was when I was 17, and I was in a gypsy camp near the Paraná River when I was born, and was an old lady there, a very, very old lady, and it was a storm, and I helped her with the tent that they have. And then we have a conversation, and she, after that, she was very grateful, because I, at that time, I was strong, and then I could fix the tent for her. And then she took my hands, and she said, well, you know, you are going to have maybe difficult life, but you are going to sail through it because you have the strength to do it. And you know, it was a phrase, and was very grateful because I don't know if she really read it in my palm or not, but her voice is still till today is there, and it helped me. So I was very grateful to this unknown old lady, you know, that I never met her again. And several people that I met through my life, that they came like a help in moments of distress, in moments of unhappiness, in moments of suffering. So yes, I'm grateful to a number of people. Yes, mainly unknown people, not family members, not even close friends, unknown people that you met just by chance.
Were you able to be grateful in the difficult times of your life? Because it's easy to be grateful when you are okay. But when you enter into a difficult period, then...
No. No, when you are really under a lot of distress, you are invaded by desperation, by anger, by frustration. In this atmosphere, it's very difficult to be grateful. You are angry. If you are very angry, you cannot be grateful. I mean, you say, well, you know, how can you be angry to whom? To God, to the universe, to the government? No, I think that to achieve some degree of gratefulness, you always have to have some inner balance. I don't think that out of desperation and anger, you can be very grateful.
But on the other hand, if you manage to be grateful in difficult times, it gives you strength.
Yes, but maybe, you know, this is the road to sanctity, which is not my road.
You are working as a psychotherapist for many years. What would you say about your work and gratefulness?
It sounds, you see, when I heard it in the beginning of my professional life, I heard a phrase, which I heard it over in conferences, and people said, you know, I'm very grateful to my patients because they became my teachers. This is a standard phrase. And I always avoided for many, many years to use this phrase because I felt at that time that was just a fake. It was something very politically correct things to say. But you know, over the years, and the more you advance in the road of life, and you are not young anymore, you start remembering certain situations with certain people in various countries where I worked, and really I got in with the feeling that I learned a lot from them. But that was an after effect for many years. For years, I didn't recognize that they were my teachers. It took a long time. Now I know that they existed, and they come into my memory. Many of these people, as I said, in various countries where I work, that they became my teachers. So now I can use this phrase, and it sounds true to me. I mean, 30 years ago, maybe for me, it wouldn't be really truthful.
Do they realize, or do people or patients realize in general they are not grateful? And do they come to your consulting room telling you, well, I want to be grateful more, let's help me?
No. People don't come to the consulting room saying, teach me or help me to be grateful and generous. No. People said something which is a utopia. They say, I come here because I want to be happy. Teach me how to be happy. That is the main standard question. Take me out of this pain. But I never remember. No, I don't remember anyone coming to my consulting room saying, I come here because I want to learn how to be grateful. Not even people come say, I want to be a better person. People come with a concrete thing. I suffer for this and this and that. Or I'm depressed. Or I'm anxious. Or I'm irritable. They present a concrete thing. But these philosophical things? No, because if you have these only these things, that the only preoccupation in life is about how to become grateful and generous, maybe you don't go to see a psychotherapist.
Yeah.
Počúvate podcast neziskovej organizácie Tlamienok. S profesorom Rubenom Bildom, psychoterapeutom a našim čestným prezidentom hovoríme o vďačnosti a o jej dopade na život. Tento rozhovor si môžete vypočuť aj na www.tlamienok.sk.
Even in society, in radio or in TV media, I didn't really listen a lot about this subject.
No.
Politicians or in business or in, you know, other areas, schools, I didn't listen. People really devote some time to talk and to think about it.
Well, I give you an example. And this is why I suggested this year for Tlamienok to be the year of gratefulness and generosity. Because I said that several months ago. And I explained that you can show generosity and gratitude in daily things, in small things. You don't have to have a big gesture. Saying thank you to someone is not an act of generosity.
And what is act of generosity for
you? I tell you, I have in my library the first edition of a poet, an Argentinian poet, L. Ortiz, Juan L. Ortiz, and this is a very exclusive first edition. Was given to me by one a very old friend many years ago, and he wrote in the first page, I'm giving it to you as an act of generosity, which involves an act of the suffering of giving up something, an act of renunciation. I have to renounce to something. And it took me a long time to do it, but I'm going to give it to you. And he gave it to me. But he deliberately wrote as an act of renouncement, something that I need to renounce, to give up. No, it wasn't just something that came, I give it to him. No, because he said, to give something and to be generous is something that you have to give up, knowing that deep down, it's something that you want to retain.
It's a bit of sacrifice.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Because after all, giving you, suppose that, I want to be generous to you, and I go to a shop and I buy an expensive Mont Blanc pen and I give it to you, that's not an act of generosity. But if I have something that I treasure there from childhood, and I say, this pen that is with me since the age of 15, and I'm going to give it to you, that is real, because it's difficult. To be generous is not easy.
So if I understand well, to generous, the other person has to feel I'm special for you.
Yeah.
I'm special for you, and it was something that is just for you and not for the others.
Yeah.
It requires an energy and a bit of sacrification.
Yeah.
And now it makes sense to me. That's why it's so hard. It's a bit of sacrificing yourself to be generous to the others.
Always, because it doesn't come natural. Even in a daily thing, I like a part of the chicken very much, which is the leg. And in a restaurant, they bring you the leg and other parts of the chicken. If I like you, and I really, then I sacrifice a bit myself and I give you the leg to you. But on the normal circumstances, I would choose the thing for myself. Because that's the way we function.
Well, it's an interesting concept that you are talking about now. I'm thinking about our donors. How you think we could show our gratefulness towards people that help Lanyenong and help us and help families? They need to feel special, and we need to sacrifice a little bit to show our gratefulness. How would you suggest to do it?
Well, I'm not an expert on that, but if somebody donates something, you can donate for several reasons. You can donate because Plamino have attended the child or the family and they feel grateful and do a donation. Other people will donate out of guilt. I have a lot of money, I want to appease my bad conscience, then I will give a donation. Some people will make a donation because they really believe in the work of Plamino. They really believe. Some people will give because they are proud to have in the country such an institution, so unique. So various ways people donate. And obviously, because it's an NGO, we need to be absolutely grateful, because without donors, the institution doesn't exist, because our services are for free. Therefore, without donors, this institution cannot survive. Therefore, it's a natural gratefulness, but at the same time, donors sometimes should be reminded that their donation is not just to function for the functioning of the institution. Through the donation, they help other children who suffer, other families who suffer. So the money they give is not just for the functioning of an institution. Indirectly, they are helping to appease the suffering of many families. And I think that we need to be grateful for that. And also, I think that if donors will realize that the money they give is not just for a specific thing, but it goes beyond that, that is expand to other people's suffering, I suppose that they will feel better. They will feel grateful also to themselves. Because gratefulness is not just something that you give to others. You are grateful that you were able in this inner fight to give up certain things, which is to give up your selfishness, your stinginess for others. And if you do that, certainly people feel better. Because indirectly you feel a better person. You don't need to go to the therapy and ask, I come here because I want to be a better person. You already are doing to yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. If I will ask you to say a few words to those who are listening to us now, kind of from your personal experience, from your life, from the experience with families and as a therapist, what would you suggest us to change and to live in order to be grateful?
Well, I suppose that I'm living now a very a challenging part, which is old age. I'm getting old.
How old are you? You are a man, so I can ask you.
Yes, I'm 76.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And when you go into this unknown road of old age, which is not an easy path, but you start valuing things that you didn't value before. And I'm not meaning health, good looks, health. No, no, no. Just you discover in the beginning of the day new possibilities, because as you are having less time in this world, you start enjoying it more, the very small things. So obviously, you asked me for a few words. I would say that I will encourage people not to get to the old age to start seeing all the things. I think that everybody, children, adolescents, young people, should discover in the beauty of life, but every day. Don't wait until you reach my age to start opening the eyes, because maybe it will be too late.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for coming here.
Thank you.
Počúvate podcast neziskovej organizácie Plamienok. Plníme prianie nevyliečiteľne chorých detí byť a žiť doma až do konca. Chceme s vami zdieľať najmä to, čím nás deti a rodiny obohacujú a čo sa z kníh naučiť nedá. Podporte nás pravidelným mesačným príspevkom 10 eur. Ďakujeme.